All right, Caroline, so now we're at the final five. The final five questions.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun.
I don't know what the music should be for that. Maybe it should be happy. Da, da,
da. The final five. Da, da, da. Or with some kind of like, you know, wand that brushes across.
Yeah.
Welcome to the very first Final Five Questions. Now, that intro music was actually something that was inspired by something Caroline said, which is why I thought it would be so funny to include that portion. The way she talked about it, it got me thinking and inspired me to go into GarageBand, play around a bit, and that is the result. Our Final Five intro song. So Final Five is how I end every interview, and I separated these questions from the main episode because while the five questions are the same, each of the answers that guests give are very different based upon their experience and based upon what they've gone through. And as this is the very first Final Five bonus episode, I have both Caroline and Jay answering these questions. All right, so number one, if there was another job that you could have that wasn't in theater, what would that be?
Probably a veterinarian. I used to say that all the time. I just don't like school. So,
and there's a lot of school in veterinary.
I have to go to a lot of school to be a vet. So,
but obviously you love animals.
I love animals, and I especially love dogs, but I love all animals. And I think they're sometimes better than humans.
Often.
And I also, I don't know if I would be able to put them to sleep, but that would be a really hard part of my job. So I do say that one day I would like to live on like a big old farm and have like a dog kennel or like a dog shelter, even like a no-kill shelter or something, and just have a bunch of dogs just running around and living their best life.
So
something with animals.
So as far as like a bucket list role or show, what would be at the top of that list for you?
Maybe I'm going to say two.
Okay.
Joe and Little Women and Sally Bowles and Cabaret.
Yeah.
Right now. Those are my two right now.
Different, very different roles, but very good.
Yeah.
I love that. Number three, who is it that you look up to or that inspires your performance, your craft as an actor?
Sutton Foster has always been my idol. I don't know what I'm going to do if I ever work with her because I'll pee my pants. Right. And then Annalee Ashford is a dear friend of mine. I met her doing Kinky
Boots.
Right
from the original Kinky Boots.
And she has just been a big champion of mine, and I'm 100% her biggest fan. So, and it's cool to have a friend that is like so successful, and but that you also look up to. And she's just so grounded and a human being, and has a beautiful family, but also is just nailing it with, and she's so true to who she is. And like, she knows exactly what she can do. And it's just, I admire that so much.
Yeah. It's important to have people in our lives that are examples of that. We can achieve that ourselves.
Yeah. I think about, I'll be like, what would Annalee do for her? And then I think about what I would, she's a masterclass of, not only comedy, but just like acting, because she just knows what she does best, and I'm still trying to figure that out for me. And so I think about her a lot.
Well, speaking of figuring things out, that leads to number four. What is a lesson or a character trait in yourself that took you a long time to work on, or something that you're still working on even now?
Caring about what other people think.
Like caring too much or caring not
enough?
Caring
too much, probably. Like trying not to let that affect me. Mm. And letting go of that is something I'm still working on and something I think I've gotten better at. I think I've been able to release a little bit as I've gotten older. I've been able to be like, okay, yeah, it's a waste of energy.
All right, we'll let that go now.
We'll let that go. But it's still hard. That's a hard thing, I think. I think for anybody.
Because it's still a decision.
Well, it's also a business of like people needing to like you, sort of, or making somebody like you.
Yeah. I mean, we do have to convince people behind the table to like us, to mm-hmm. want us, to yep. see us as good enough
right.
for their production. Oh, I get that.
So knowing that I'm good enough, working on that.
Right. All right. Last one. What is the best advice you've received, whether in life or in theater?
Don't compare yourselves to others. Everybody's journey is different, and your journey is not going to look like theirs, and theirs isn't going to look like yours. So, yeah, not comparing yourself.
All right, Jay, here we are at the final five.
Final five.
Right. So number one, if there is another job that you could have that wasn't in theater, what would that be?
Event coordinating and planning.
Like what type of events?
All of them. All of them. Specifically weddings.
Okay.
I live for weddings. They are the most special day. They make me the most happy. Either that or interior design.
Okay.
Like, give me a room to decorate, and I'm like so happy. I'm at Home Goods every other day.
Well, your 11 o'clock number in Kinky Boots, you're basically wearing a wedding dress.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I've already had my wedding gown picked out. Like, I'm getting married as a man, but my reception, mm-hmm. full drag, full, yeah.
Love it.
Yeah, I love weddings.
All right, number two, what is a bucket list role or show for you?
I've always wanted to play Seaweed in Hairspray. Never done it. I booked it once, but mm-hmm. then Norwegian Cruise Line called me like the next day and they were like, did you not get our email with the offer? And the Hairspray production was like 2 weeks in Massachusetts. And I was like, I've got student loans. I need to go work on this cruise ship.
Mm-hmm.
So, that also, I would love to be Motormouth Maybelle. Cause if Edna can be a drag queen, why can't Motormouth? Just saying.
I see that.
Just saying.
And you'd be good.
Yeah.
You'd be good too.
Yeah.
The kind of the warden in Chicago. What's her name?
Oh,
Matron Mama Morton.
Yeah, Matron Mama Morton.
Oh. I could see you really tackling that one. I'm just adding that to your list.
Thank you. Okay. Appreciate it. Yeah.
Number three, who is it that you look up to or that inspires you?
Billy Porter. I found him when I went to AMDA. I found his album at the corner of Broadway and Soul. And I was like, there's someone in this industry that I can look up to that is like me. There's someone who is bold and confident and living in his truth in such a way that I was like, yeah, he is an idea that I can be something in this industry.
So that must have been quite a thrill for you to meet and get to know him.
Yeah. He came out on tour and was our Lola in Pittsburgh in his hometown. And we spent a lot of time together that week, and I got to watch him work, and like I literally sat at his feet all week, and I was just like, this is crazy. And now I'm just like, I'll call her, text him sometimes, just be like, hey, Billy Porter.
Isn't that crazy, like the names that we get in our phone now?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I scroll through sometimes, and you know, it's like, I know this person.
Yeah.
I know that famous person.
Yeah.
They're on TV right now, and I could just text them.
Oh, it never fails that, like, the other day I did press while we were at the Muni,
mm-hmm.
and I got in the truck, and Brendan Urie, Panic at the Disco, was on, and he was one of my Charlies on Broadway. And it never fails that, like, I'll get into an Uber or get into it, and he's, like, playing. And I was like, of course I'm going to do press, and here's Panic at the Disco playing. But I'm like, I can just call him sometimes and be like, hey, Brendan, how are you today? What's going on? Like,
yeah.
And he actually had me, like, perform with him at Madison Square Garden, which was like,
hello. Mind-blowing. Like,
hey, yeah. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And number four, what lesson or character trait in yourself took you the longest to work on or something you're still working on now?
It sounds crazy, but like I'm still working on living out loud. Like there are times I get dressed in the morning and I'm like, this outfit looks ridiculous. That's how I feel today. Here we go. I know that there will be looks. I know that there will be whatever, but I also know that like people need to see all kinds of representation. And like, I love to joke about like, yes, I'm a 6'4" black man wearing a dress today. Get into it. But it's something that it's taken me a while to carry confidently, and even still as I do it sometimes I'm aware too much of eyes on me or
on you.
So it's definitely something that I'm aware of and I'm trying to be like, well, whatever. And just being myself genuinely.
I think that's something we're all working on. Every day, just trying. Yeah. All right, last one. What is the best advice that you've received?
I think it would have to be, oh God, from my mother about the gift that I was given and just respecting that it's not about me and giving of it freely, and genuinely and wholeheartedly, because it really isn't about me. There are powers greater. I didn't create the gift. It was given to me for a reason. I'm just the vessel.
Yeah. Love it. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for joining me for the very first Final Five. You can email me, whyillnevermakeit@gmail.com, or go to the website, winmepodcast.com, and let me know what you think of this extra bonus series, what you think of these questions, and, of course, what you think of their answers. This will be something that happens every Friday, so the main episode will happen on Wednesdays, with this bonus episode happening every Friday. Again, thank you so much for joining me, and I'll see you next week for my conversation with Brett Shuford, who is a Broadway actor as well as a life coach. He gives me a few coachings on not only performing, but also life in general. It's not something you want to miss. I'll see you then on Why I'll Never Make It.